USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is urging Congress to approve new coronavirus measures, including a new round of $1,200 stimulus payments. Trump tweeting he wants to see measures passed to help small businesses and the airline industry. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told Fox News the president is working to find any avenues to offer economic relief.
The president has already been on the phone this morning talking to Secretary Mnuchin. The secretary and I have been talking about what we could do with standalone bills to help airlines, small businesses, and the American people with stimulus checks. So hopefully we can convince Speaker Pelosi to do something on a standalone base.
Two British Islamic State terror suspects have been indicted in the killing of four American aid workers and journalists in Syria. FBI Director Christopher Wray announced the indictments against El-Shefi El-Sheikh and Alexander Koti Wednesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
I know why it's going to brag about how Mike Lindell and MyPillow have given him the best night's sleep of his life, but it's true. 3 years ago, before I got my first MyPillow, I just couldn't sleep through the night. I was restless. I was up and down all night long. Now with MyPillow, I sleep through the night every night. But don't just trust me. Try it for yourself. You've got a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty with a pillow that's guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. And right now, the buy one, get one free offer is still available. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code USA, and get two MyPillow premium pillows at a better price than you can get at retail just by using my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Take my word for it. You'll get the best sleep of your life or you get your money back. And my promo code USA will get you up to 60% off the entire line of MyPillow products. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
An appeals court has ordered President Trump's accountant to turn over his tax records to a New York prosecutor. The ruling affirms a lower court judgment that the records had to be turned over as part of an investigation into the Trump Organization and the president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen. The president's attorneys are expected to file an appeal to the Supreme Court. And another restaurant chain is filing for bankruptcy protection in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
Restaurant chain Ruby Tuesday filed for bankruptcy protection in Delaware as it seeks to stabilize its finances during the coronavirus pandemic. The Chapter 11 filing comes after the company reached an agreement with secured lenders to support a restructuring plan. The filing won't affect Ruby Tuesday's restaurants, as the chain will operate as usual while the firm attempts to recover from the unprecedented impact of COVID-19.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Census Bureau says nearly a quarter of Americans are expecting to face serious financial trouble by the end of the year due to the pandemic. In the latest edition of their Household Pulse survey released Wednesday, the Bureau says that 24% of Americans expect themselves or someone in their household to lose their unemployment income in the next 4 weeks. 32% of respondents say they fear it's likely they'll face eviction or foreclosure in the next 60 days. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has a commanding lead, according to one poll, in a state that President Trump won in 2016. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
A new poll is bringing good news for Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden as Election Day nears. According to a Monmouth University poll, the former vice president has a 12-point lead over President Trump in Pennsylvania. While campaigning in Gettysburg, the former vice president continuing to discuss the importance of masks.
It's estimated that nearly another 210,000 Americans could lose their lives by the end of the year. Let's end the politics and follow the science. Wearing a mask is not a political statement.
And an American scientist has been awarded the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for her work modifying human genes. Jennifer Doudna of the University of California at Berkeley shared the prize with Emmanuel Charpentier of Berlin. The committee said in their announcement of the award that the pair's work had a revolutionary impact on new cancer therapies. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.